everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you once again for joining me for an opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about topics that are so vital for our health and well-being. So I am thrilled that you are here with me today because I have another really wonderful conversation that I know has personally inspired me, and I know it will inspire you. It would probably shock you a little bit what we're going to talk about to discover some of the truth regarding the pill. So today's conversation is all about the real dangers of all hormonal contraceptives and a natural, safe, non-hormonal option. This is a really exciting topic for me because I have been writing and researching the effects of the contraceptive pill. Actually, I've been writing and researching the effects of all hormonal options being given to women, from the pill to hormone replacement therapy, even bioidentical hormones at this point. I have some concerns. I have a lot of concerns, actually. And I've written extensively about it. So when the topic of a safe, non-hormonal option was discovered, I mean, I discovered the website and the founder and the creator of this option, I was really excited. So today we're going to be talking with Dr. Françoise Faron. She is a PhD from New York University Medical School in biochemistry, and she also was working at the Harvard Medical School studying control mechanisms of cell growth. This was part of a larger program designed to understand the phenomenon of uncontrolled growth in cancer cells. Dr. Faron's discovery of the contraceptive properties of her product called Smart Women's Choice actually occurred while meeting a group of women in France who mentioned casually that they use certain innocuous substances very effectively as birth control in preference to the hormone-based pill. It was only when a friend's daughter died from a blood clot due to her use of a hormonal-containing birth control device that finding an alternative to the dangerous hormonal-based contraceptives became Dr. Faron's focus. Upon researching the subject, Dr. Faron discovered that women who use the pill, the patch, or hormonal-containing devices such as the Mirena IUD and diaphragms expose themselves to tremendously increased cancer risk, to developing fatal blood clots and many other side effects. She became committed to researching and eventually formulating a safe, effective, non-hormonal contraceptive gel called Women's Smart Choice. And we're going to be having a very important conversation with Dr. Françoise Faron today, and it is my great pleasure to welcome her to the show. So welcome, Dr. Faron, to our show. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
I should tell my audience that I have just very recently discovered you. And as you know, I've been so excited about what you have created, the options you're providing for women, but also the opportunity to really tell the bigger story of what's going on in regards to the pill. The statistics that I have right now is that 100 million women around the world are using the pill. And no doubt the pill or some version of what we call hormonal contraceptive, the use of progestins or estrogens, have been beneficial for women and has been part of a revolution happening in women's owning their fertility and owning their power, and of course the economic benefits. However, there is a dark side to the pill that was never fully communicated to the larger community. There are problems that still exist in regards to prescribing the pill. And from the research that I have done and the writings I've done, it horrified me to discover that the pill, which was once used primarily as a contraceptive device, is now used for no periods, heavy periods, lack of periods. It can be used to help attenuate acne. It can be used as an option to HRT. It can be used for endometriosis, for ovarian cysts. I mean, the list goes on and on as to why the pill is prescribed, and often this is a very dangerous choice. So I'm really thrilled that you're here, Dr. Frohn, because I really want to have this conversation with you. I know you've been researching it. You're passionate about what you are offering to women out of your research. And let's just talk a little bit about what are your concerns regarding the use of the pill. And by the way, we should say that I don't know what the average number of years a woman uses the pill for. However, in my experience, my patients, often women are put on the pill when they're teenagers and stay on it for 20, 30, or 40 years. So we'll talk about all the health risks involved when you do that. But let's just jump in and talk about what drove you to really put your energy, your focus, your resources into creating an option, which there are very few of.
Well, there were friends of mine, personal friends, who lost their daughter due to the use of NuvaRing. She developed blood clots, and before she knew it, and before anyone else knew it, she was dead. I mean, it came as a complete surprise. She did not seem to have any adverse effects right away. And by the time she discovered that she had discomforts, she was dead. I mean, so these people called a conference to which they invited me because they knew my interest in the subject anyway. They didn't really know much more, but they invited me, and there were six couples that sponsored this particular meeting that took place last December in Las Vegas, and they each presented the experience that their daughters had and brought the pictures, and it was just heartrending. Beautiful young women in their early 20s and just died. It was unbelievable, but I had to believe it. I mean, there it was. So this, of course, at that point, I had already developed Smart Women's Choice, but that's how they knew about me, because they found me on my website and they invited me to talk, and I presented it and explained how it works. And I think that your audience will be interested in knowing how it works, because it works, of course, completely differently from the pill. The pill is a derivative of biological hormones, and that, of course, is part of the problem. It has the effect that is desired, in that it is probably close to 100%, not 100%, and I was surprised about that when I learned that it's not 100%, but it's close to it. As a contraceptive, it is effective, but the point is you cannot pay that price, the risk of dying, the risk of having increased cancer risks, which of course would lead to an early death. That's just too much to pay for the pleasure of having otherwise unprotected sex. I mean, so you don't have to use a condom, which a lot of people told me they did not like, and that it destroyed, that those were the words some of them used, destroyed their intimacy. So, of course, they are delighted that I brought this product to the market. And the way it works is it is a surfactant that works on the surface of the sperm and immobilizes and coagulates the sperm in the vagina. So the vagina cannot make, the sperm is immobilized in the vagina, cannot make the journey into the fallopian tubes, which is about 6 inches in the human body, and the fallopian tubes or oviducts are the only place where normal fertilization takes place. I say normal because there are rare ectopic instances where fertilization can also take place in the upper uterus, except they are ectopic, meaning they will not develop normally. So we don't even talk about those. They have to be terminated and it becomes a medical problem. But the point here is that immobilizing the sperm is 100% because there is not one sperm particle that you can see under the microscope that appears as a single particle. So there is not a one that could theoretically make that travel. And the wonderful part of it is also that it's a vaginal gel, so the woman introduces it into the vagina before intercourse, and when intercourse is finished, the sperm is coagulated and drops out of the vagina, and with it also the remaining gel. So there are no side effects because nothing is ingested, nothing enters the bloodstream or the system of the woman or the man for that matter, so there can be no side effects, and there aren't any. And we've been selling it now for over 2.5 years, hundreds of units, and we haven't had a single complaint of any kind.
So let's talk a little bit about this mechanism of action. So people, when you take the contraceptive pill, you are, in a sense, mimicking pregnancy because you're putting high levels of hormones into the body. And the body, in a natural pregnant state, creates high levels of hormones. So the message feeds back that, okay, the conception has occurred, and so we can therefore stop the process of ovulation. That's basically the basis of contraception, contraceptives. However, a couple of things that I discovered in my research, and I just want people to be aware of, is that, first of all, the two components of the pill, the progestins and the estrogens, have been listed by the World Health Organization as known human carcinogens, which just alarmed me to no end, that we are allowing women of all ages to be taking a contraceptive pill, or by the way, HRT is still made with estrogens and progestins as known human carcinogens, which is why the pill poses a risk factor for cancer, for breast cancer in women. Obviously, the longer you're on the pill, the greater the risk factor is for things like cancer, as you mentioned, strokes, blood clots, but it also can impair the thyroid, can affect metabolism, put on weight, moods. There are a lot of problems when we take the pill that we're not given the full information about, including the depletion of key vitamins and minerals and amino acids in the body, such as vitamin E, vitamin C, B6, B12, folic acid, magnesium, zinc, selenium. You get deficient in tyrosine. All of these things can affect energy, can affect mood, can affect your immune system, and can affect fertility. And one other quote I like to share when I talk about the pill is from the Wall Street Journal of a billionaire who made his fortune selling fertility drugs to women in their 30s who took the pill as teenagers and 20-year-olds. So it is a known fact that the pill, because it depletes these key nutrients and impacts many physiological functions, can have a direct influence on a woman's fertility. We have a huge problem with infertility around the world, actually, in countries that have been using the pill. So, you know, this information is not provided to women. There is even very little assessment of a woman's health before she's even recommended to go on the pill. And as I shared with you, Dr. Perron, I just got information from a friend in Australia who sent me the latest news report, actually, that in the state of Victoria, Melbourne, which is one of my second homes when I go to Australia, Victoria has now allowed in schools girls as young as 12 to choose to be on the pill without parental consent. 12-year-old.
Yeah, I was absolutely, when you emailed this to me, I was absolutely shocked. I can't tell you how shocked I was. First of all, where does the school come in to take over a young girl's sex education, and worse than not just education, but sexual behavior? I mean, this is unconscionable, because among the things that you haven't mentioned yet, I'm sure you're aware of, is that when very young girls take the pill, like 12, 13, I haven't even heard of such a thing, but even when they're 15 or 16, it arrests the development. They're not full, their reproductive system is not fully developed, not hormonally and not otherwise. And you taking the pill arrests their development, so they will never have a fully developed reproductive system. So I'm not surprised that many of them are infertile. Because,
yeah.
And I don't think it's reversible. If it is due to the fact that their reproductive system has never had a chance to fully mature, I don't see how that can be reversible. You know, you can't in any other way interrupt development and then 20 years later say, well, okay, we start fresh. I just don't think that'll work. So these poor women are going to be infertile. And without parental consent, I must say, this is gross. I'm a mother. And, I mean, here my daughter grew up here in America, even though I'm from a French part of Switzerland. That's why I have a French name, so you have to forgive that. That they wanted to do to her, like immunization or so, I was consulted and had to give my consent. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I think I would have taken her out of school and homeschooled her, for crying out loud.
No, it is terrifying because, well, first of all, this is a really personal decision. It has to be discussed with an adult. And to just allow children to make decisions without their ability to really understand what they're getting involved with.
It's totally irresponsible, because they take an action and someone else is going to pay the price for their ignorance. That's just that is just not conceivable.
Yeah,
I mean,
so happening. This is the trend, that because I think there's a, I don't, you know, who knows why, but I would surmise that there is a belief system that the pill is totally safe and that it's, you know, it's a good thing, it's protecting these young children, whatever the bizarre thinking is. But I Dr. Fern, I wrote a book some years ago because I was meeting more and more young women who were developing breast cancer. And these were women under the age of 40. Some of them were even teenagers and 20-year-olds. And I interviewed them for my book. And I was alarmed. I was horrified to see this trend, which, by the way, the growing incidence of breast cancer in that population under 40 is the population that has the highest incidence now of developing breast cancer, which we never saw before. And when I interviewed these women, the majority of these women all had taken the birth control pill for a certain period of life at a very early age. And I have no doubt that the pill is a major contributing factor to this growing incidence of breast cancer, because if the pill can deplete all your key vitamins, if it can alter your immune system, if it can contribute to your neurotransmitter imbalance, so your thinking is impaired, your energy is compromised, your immune system isn't functioning, you're deficient in key vital nutrients that support the body with antioxidants and managing free radicals, you're setting yourself up. You add a poor diet,
absolutely,
you add stress, and there you go.
Absolutely.
It's a recipe, you know. So it's really scary, and I just don't think enough parents or young women even understand what are the real risks because they've never been given this information.
Yeah, I think it's criminal, actually,
right.
Because they're killing people.
So many women and young girls. I just recently got an email from a friend from overseas, and she was asking me, you know, what are the safe options to contraceptives? Are contraceptives a problem? And if they are, what's an option? You know, and I had to email her back saying, well, look, here's my hierarchy, you know, of what I consider the least preferred to the most preferred. So I, you know, the least preferred are, you know, is the pill and the Mirena, by the way. That's really popular. It's hard to get an IUD prescribed without the hormonal component of it, right? The Mirena or the NuvaRing, whatever it's called, has a progestin in it. And, you know, Dr. Fran, I've never met a woman who felt well when she was taking the Mirena. She had heavy bleeding and depressed and low energy. And, of course, it's, again, a known human carcinogen that these young women are putting into their bodies. So I listed, you know, my least preferred, and, you know, I got down to my recommended option would either be something like, you know, diaphragm or the cervical cap, which is really hard to find these days, or learning natural fertility awareness, which is not always
the thing. That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. But, you know, well, I mentioned that conference in Las Vegas of last December. There was a young couple there. They work on this. Really, it's a work of love. They're located in San Antonio, Texas, and they have a website, Natural Womanhood, and I recommend anyone who's listening to go to their website and read about it. It's very interesting that you can, by careful measurements of the viscosity of the vaginal mucus and the pH, which is a measure of acidity, you can actually determine the few days in a month, which are somewhere between 6 and 8 days, that you're fertile. And all the other days, you can have sex normally without anything, and you will not get pregnant because the woman is not receptive. It's, you know, like for cats, we say they're in heat. Hate to say that for a human being, but there is something very similar, if not identical, actually happening. There are days when the woman is receptive, and there are others when she absolutely not. And the ones where she's not are more than the ones where she is receptive. So it's not so terrible to abstain for about 6 to 8 days a month.
So, you know, that's to me a profound way to not only have control over your, you know, your body and conceptive ways, but also it really is a way that lets women have this deep connection to their own inner rhythms and cycles, which we get totally disconnected to when we're on a pill. You know, I've asked, when I do my workshops, and I ask, you know, women, how many women are on the pill? And then I ask, and, you know, and do you get a menstrual cycle? And, you know, they go, oh, yes, I bleed every month. And I go, no, you don't understand how the pill works. You never get a menstrual cycle as long as you are on the pill. You get a forced bleed. And they didn't know that. They actually thought they were getting a menstrual cycle every month. I said, as long as you're on the pill, you never have a menstrual cycle. You know, women don't even understand their bodies. Yeah, it shuts you. So young women have not a clue about their bodies and what's going on and how the pill is working. And I also discovered something else. So women can be on the pill and it can prevent them from conceiving, it's true. But what women need to understand is that the pill alters your cervical mucus in a way that makes you more vulnerable to sexually transmitted diseases. So if your partner either is someone you don't know and you haven't, you know, tested what's going on, and they're not using a condom, then you can be, a woman can be more vulnerable to getting sexually transmitted diseases, or she's having certainly more than one partner without protection, then the pill actually makes her more vulnerable. That can lead to things like cervical dysplasia, which is the beginning of cervical cancer. Women aren't told that either, are they?
No, they're not. No, they're not, because the pharmaceutical companies have made every effort to keep this information under wraps.
Yeah, it is. It is very much hidden. So getting back to that question, my friend asked me, what's a safe contraceptive? I obviously didn't have a lot of options to give her. And I have actually been looking for what could be an effective, proven, safe contraceptive option for women without really much success until I read an article recently that was written by a pharmacist named Ross Pelton, who wrote a book about the dangers of the pill and who also has been a guest on my radio show a while back. And in that article, he was writing about the product you developed, the natural, non-hormonal product. So I want us to talk a little bit more about it, if we can, Dr. Frohn. I want you to talk
Absolutely.
About what it's made of. And I think we need to just spend a little more time explaining a little in more detail what you said earlier about the process of how fertility and conception actually happens. So let's just start with what coagulates the sperm. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what's in your Smart Women's Choice product or natural contraceptive, as it should be called.
Well, it's all explained on my website, actually. Naturally, I'm here to talk about it, and I have no problem talking about it. But I would first and foremost encourage anyone among your listeners who is interested to go to my website and read it all, because we also have, because I must say, and I hope I'm not offending anyone in the audience, but I must say, to tell the truth, that in talking to women, I was amazed how ignorant most of them, or very many of them, are in just not even knowing how fertilization occurs or, you know, what is going on in their bodies. So we included in the website a video, and there's audio as well, that explains exactly what happens every month and where fertilization occurs, which is in the oviducts or fallopian tubes, which come from the ovaries, into the uterus. But fertilization only takes place in these ducts. And you can see that if the sperm, as it is, deposed in the vagina during intercourse and is immobilized right there, it cannot make that journey. So if it's like, to say it in the simplest terms, boy does not meet girl in this system. In the presence of Smart Women's Choice. Now, you ask me a complicated chemical question. How does it coagulate the sperm? We really don't know. It's an observation that occurs regularly and has never failed to occur. And it is a surface reaction. So that's why we call the things that are in my formulation, it's explained here, is made from natural ingredients. I read from my website. You can find it there. Palm oil, oleic acid, fatty acids, coconut oil, citric acid, just a very small amount to regulate the pH, and a touch of lavender fragrance so that it's nicer to use, that's all. And the combination of these fatty acids has a surface effect on the sperm. But, you know, exactly, nobody knows. This is chemistry. You don't know where something coagulates. You know, it just does.
So,
what
happens is that when this gel is used and the sperm comes in contact with the gel, then they
it's immediately immobilized completely.
Wow, they're like paralyzed, like they can't swim upstream.
Well, they coagulate. So instead of one individual sperm, you have a minimum of 10 or 20 bunched together, so they can no longer move. They have flagella to move.
Yes.
You know, they have long tails, which are called flagellae. And they make them swim. They project them in the direction of the head. Okay, and once they coagulate it with a lot of others, I guess it gets to be sticky. Is the best word that I can use. And the flagella can't move and can't work, and so the whole sperm cannot move.
Wow. So they kind of clump together.
Yes, they do.
Wow. So let me ask you this question. Did you, with your PhD in biochemistry, I mean, did you actually develop this, or is this something that you heard about being used in other places and then created and formulated your...
I heard from these women in France. This was many decades ago, but I was totally... People have to understand that, because maybe they say, well, why didn't she jump on this? I didn't, because I was involved in my own research. You know, you have to understand the psychology of a researcher, which is not the subject of this interview. So I won't go into it. I just mention it because it is important and it may answer a question in people's minds. So she had this fantastic discovery and didn't do anything with it. No, it didn't work that way. I just heard about things that aroused my curiosity at the time. But I was involved in cancer research, and I was not going to dump my research to jump on something else. But when these things occurred among my friends, that I learned that young women were actually dying, and I was no longer in research at that time, so I said, well, I mean, not in cancer research. So I made this my focus, and I researched it, and meaning that I used several combinations of these substances that the women had told me about, and I came up with a formulation that works fine and has no nasty side effects. And it works
Go ahead.
No, I just said it works every time because, as I said, we've been selling it now for 2.5 years and not a single complaint. So, you know, people ask me, did you make clinical studies? No, no one will submit to a clinical study on a contraceptive. Let me just quickly explain that, because a lot of people have asked me, do you have clinical studies? Let me give you an example. If you have diabetes, okay, and so you have the disease, you're suffering, okay? Someone comes along and said, if you wish, we have a study here. Someone thinks he has found something that will alleviate your diabetes and make you feel better right away. Well, you can only gain. You know, your diabetes is not going to get worse. The worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't get better. But there's a chance that it will get better. So you find people who are willing to enter the study. But if you're not pregnant and someone comes along and says, here's this product, and we want to test whether or not it works to prevent pregnancy, who would be so foolish as to enter this kind of study? They say, I'm not pregnant. Why should I take the chance of something that they don't even know whether it works? That's why they want to make a study. And I should expose myself to the risk of getting pregnant? No way. So you cannot assemble a quorum for clinical studies. My clinical studies, I must say, are the fact that I was so convinced that it works, and it does, of course, that I just started selling it. And I don't need FDA approval because it's a drugstore item, okay? It's in the, there are lots of drugstore items that are contraceptives. Most of them are spermicides, and that is, spermicides are really bad. For one thing, there has been reported that they burn. And, you know, so you obviously don't want to have sex to have a burning sensation. So, and most of all, they only claim even only 75% efficacy. So you have a 25% chance of getting pregnant still. So that's not really what you want.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this is a drugstore item at the same level in terms of not needing FDA approval, and you don't need a prescription for it, and the people who have used it are fine, and they're reordering it because they can only get it on my website, and actually it's listed on eBay. But eBay, I don't know exactly how eBay works. I sold a couple, but not very many. I mean, a few. But mostly people get it from my site, so I know who bought it. I can follow up, and I have followed up. And I ask people, how do you like it? Let us know. And I get only people who are delighted with it.
So that's that's so interesting. So you, you've been making this available now for over 2.5 years. You're just kind of doing your own little thing, aren't you, Dr. Ferone? I mean, you're not out there with the funds to, promote it worldwide. It's just,
And there were several reasons, and especially because people in this field told me that they were actually attacked and threatened by the pharma industry. Now, I won't make any will not be any more specific, or else I get in trouble. But that was the reason. I figured I'm not in the greatest of hurries. I mean, naturally, I want to help women, but here it is, and if they believe me, they can use it. It's out there, but I wasn't going to spend millions on television. And
so tell us,
it's so visible that I'd be immediately attacked by the pharmaceutical industry. I don't want to have anything to do with them if I can help it. It's not
right.
That I'm afraid of them, but they have billions to spend on a lot if they want to sue me for something, and I don't. So I'd rather fly under the radar.
So I'm really impressed with what you've created. Obviously, I wouldn't have you on the show talking about it if I didn't think that you have created a unique product that really provides a solution that women are looking for. And and that's why I'm so impressed with what you've done. It's like one woman on a mission to make this happen, to formulate it, and to see that there's another way that women can avoid pregnancies that is safe and non-invasive and non-toxic and does not have any side effects at all, as we described the pill does have.
There's another thing I would like to mention, if you don't mind, and that is many young women use my product because it's very lovely. They send me emails. They tell me about their private lives. They even tell me how they make sex. It's unbelievable. to me, this is unbelievable because I'm from Europe, a little bit more restrained in that regard. But nevertheless, it's very interesting, and I feel that I like them for it, So many take it like this. One who writes, I'm a young wife. I don't want children just yet. Now, this is an important point because with the pill, if a woman is on the pill for a long time, there can be problems with having children. Now, we mentioned one, and that is that in the meanwhile, she took it so long that or so early, that's mostly an age-related thing. If she started really taking the pill at 12, you know, like they say for Australia, what's in store for these young girls, that's horrible, because then, as I already mentioned, then her reproductive organs and system don't even fully develop, so they'd be infertile. But there's another problem, and that is that they do become pregnant when they stop taking the pill after a while, but the incidence of abnormal children, retarded children mostly, is much, much greater than the incidence in the rest of the population. So that is so very, very sad. Because I love children, and I don't, you know.
Well, when you think
I'm
about it,
but I'm not, because this is only for unwanted pregnancies. You see, I'm not trying to influence women not to have children, not at all. I'm just saying, if you're not in a position to have children, and some for health reasons. There's one woman who wrote to me, can I trust you? Because if I have another pregnancy, I have already 3 children that had terrible childbirths, and the doctor told me if I get pregnant one more time, it may mean my life. So we're talking serious business here.
Yeah. She was very brave to be willing to try something.
Well,
that
I explained
was so
it to her,
about.
And she was smart enough to understand what I was saying. She said, yeah, I mean, she must have said to herself, she didn't say to me, yes, if this immobilizes the sperm, I can't get pregnant because I won't be fertilized.
So,
you know, the egg won't be fertilized, so there's no pregnancy.
So how many women in the last 2.5 years that you've made this product available have been using your product?
Oh, hundreds of them. I mean, many, many hundreds. Maybe I don't know. When we reach 1,000, I'll put a press release out.
So with those hundreds
of
women...
Let me just say that, you know, those who ask for clinical trials, which I think I have explained to people why this wouldn't work anyway...
Yeah.
But
right.
We have vastly exceeded the number of people who have bought this product, vastly exceeded the number that would be in clinical trials, because most clinical trials use maybe 200, between 200 and 300 persons as guinea pigs, if you wish, or whatever, as participants in the trial. And we are far beyond that. You know,
right.
We've sold many more than that.
Yeah, so that's what's so impressive, that you've had so many women using your Smart Women's Choice. I want to say it's a non-hormonal contraceptive, and have had, there have been no pregnancies. No pregnancies.
Not a single one, no.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, well,
it's impossible to get pregnant. If the sperm cannot reach the egg, it is totally impossible to get pregnant. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Yeah.
I mean, pregnancy starts with fertilization. Fertilization is the penetration of an egg by a sperm. Now, if the sperm cannot get anywhere near where the egg finds itself when it is to be fertilized, it cannot possibly fertilize the egg. You cannot possibly get pregnant.
You know, it just boggles my mind, Dr. Fern. I have to say, it's such a logical concept of what you have based your formulation on. And the thought that it has never, ever been, maybe it has, we just haven't heard about it, but it has never been provided as an option. And instead, we've gone down this path using the, you know, pharmaceutical approach, these progestins and estrogens, with all the complications. And I just remembered another fact. When I was doing my research on the history of the pill, so the pill came out in 1960, if you remember. There was very little research actually done on the effects of the pill. And as a result, they gave women very high doses of estrogen progestins, very high doses. And the consequence of that was that these original women who took the pill were dying of blood clots and strokes and heart attacks. So because there weren't really any, as you said, clinical trials to determine the safety of that, even though it was known since the 1940s that estrogen was a carcinogen. So then they went back to the drawing board and they created what they called the low-dose pill. So the low-dose pill sounds very benign, right? Oh, it's low dose, you don't get much, it's okay. But it's only a term that was used in relationship to the extremely high-dose original pill that was so devastating to women's health. So it's lower. A low dose means lower than the original high dose of what was prescribed, right? So now we put women on the low-dose pill, but there's no such thing as a truly low-dose pill because the pill has to have, you know, the pill has more estrogens and progestins in it than hormone replacement therapy. It's a, you know, more potent concoction of these hormones to mimic pregnancy. So there is no really safe levels, right? And anyway, I'm excited about what you're doing because I just really get your passion. I know your expertise as a biochemist for all these years has given you the knowledge, and you have put together an option for women that, as you were saying, having worked with hundreds and hundreds of women in the last 2.5 years with 100% success rate, is a remarkable achievement and a remarkable gift you're giving to women so they can have that control over their fertility but not do themselves harm and the harm of future generations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have to tell you, when I was at Harvard in the late 60s, I had some friends, a young couple. Actually, they weren't married, okay, but they were lovers, and I was a friend of the male. And one day he says, "You know, I don't know what to do, but my girlfriend suddenly she has kidney problems, and we think it's because she's taking the pill." So I said, "Well, what are you asking me? She should stop taking the pill. That's number one." Then number two, they try to figure out how you want to conduct your relationship. In those days, I didn't even know about I knew obviously about the cycle and that the woman is only fertile certain days in during the menstrual cycle. I knew that, but what I didn't know was how accurately you can actually measure this, and you know because. We used to joke because the church, of course, put out this a long time ago because they're, of course, opposed to abortion, which actually I am too, believe it or not. Politically, of course, I am pro-choice because I think there ain't no old senator going to tell me what I can do with my body. But as a biochemist or as a biologist, I think abortion is a horrible thing because you are killing something that's trying to live. And as a biologist, I'm for life. You can understand that?
Yes.
So it's terribly important to me that somebody who doesn't want to get pregnant can do so safely and doesn't have to have an abortion, which to me, as I said, as a biologist, it's a horrible thing. You're killing something that's attempting to live.
So being able to successfully...
It's better to prevent it and prevent it in such a way that your body is not harmed. And the day you decide, now I am ready to start a family, you can do so without having any second thoughts. Nothing is going to happen. You just don't use the gel and you can get pregnant the next month. Or the same month, wherever you are in your cycle.
Yeah.
You see, that's the other very, very important thing to consider for people.
So I think it's, my advice to young women, first of all, would be to go to your website, which is smartwomenschoice.com, and learn more about your non-hormonal option, this gel that actually can coagulate the sperm, and understand more about how pregnancy occurs. I did watch that video on your website. It is very instructive, and I think all young women need to understand how the process occurs so they can choose what's going to work for them best.
So they can judge for themselves whether the claims made have any validity whatsoever.
Right. So getting educated, understanding
one's body. I think our website is instructive, and if I may, use your program to address your audience by saying, if there's anything on my website that you feel should be there and isn't, please let me know. I'm very open. Constructive criticism is something that I embrace and welcome. You have anything constructive to say, please let me know.
Good. And I'm sure my audience will take you up on it. And while we're learning that there is a safe option, the other important thing is that I've had to learn in my life is to really understand more about my own body, my own cycles, to learn more about natural fertility awareness. I think that the most profound thing I have done to allow me to step into my power as a woman, I like to call it my inner authority, connect with my inner authority, was when I actually learned about my own cycles, my monthly cycles, and the various phases of what happens in that reproductive cycle, and start being really attuned to it, paying attention to all the signs and indications of when I was ovulating, had that fertility cycle in my It was empowering. It wasn't just that it was interesting knowledge, but I actually felt that I stepped into and claimed a level of power of myself that I didn't have before. It's so interesting. One of the consequences of the pill, because it masks these cycles, you're no longer in a rhythm. You're no longer in a monthly rhythm of these hormonal flows. Everything is kind of like put in one gear only. You're just, these hormones are just being produced all month long. Our real sensitivity, our intuition as women comes from our monthly menstrual cycle and all the rhythms that happen, the times that we actually are more inward, more outward, more creative, more intuitive, our dreams
absolutely
are more available.
Yeah.
All that
it
gets shut
off. It must have been wonderful when you discovered that.
It was life-changing. It was revelatory. It was part of what changed the whole direction of my life and my work, and led to my book, Hormone Heresy, and then the books that followed, because I was discovering something I never was taught anywhere in my life, and that's the power of my own body. And for women, it's connected to our menstrual cycles. And when we shut them down, when we, turn the ovaries off, which is what happens when, they're offline, so much is offline in us, including our access to our emotional state, to our balanced emotional state. We get more connected to ourselves as we get more connected to these monthly flows of energies, which you have to be off the pill. So working with something like Smart Women's Choice, which does not interfere with these cycles that go on every month, also will allow women to be more attuned to themselves, more in harmony with themselves, with life, with nature, with their inner being and inner aspirations. It's so deep and it's so profound when women are connected to their cycle. And one of the things that has always concerned me when women go on the pill, aside from all the health risks we talked about, was this disconnect from their real selves.
Yeah.
And that's our power as women. and to get to be able to have that control over our fertility with what you have created, and also help women to learn more about their own bodies and these natural rhythms and their follicular stage and luteal stage without getting too technical. But what happens physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually is where we are plugging women back into their real selves. And that's where our power lies. So that's one of the reasons why what you're doing excites me so much. I'm thrilled to have connected with you and to I'm so honored that you're on the show and we have a chance to share your message around the world, because we now know there is a totally natural, safe, non-hormonal contraceptive option that can really make women's lives so much more safe and enriched. You know, so I'm so grateful for what you have done, and you know, you're such a perfect example, Dr. Ferone, of someone who has just committed to a cause and a purpose. Like, you're one woman on this mission, and you are a great example to all of us.
Do I still have one moment? I would, because of what you just said, that you became aware of yourself and your own power more and so on. Could I just read one little email that I got from one of my clients or customers?
Absolutely.
She said, "Dr. Ferone, thank you so very much for bringing your wonderful product on the market. I can't describe the anxiety attacks I had when on hormonal contraceptives. It took my friends and me a while to figure out that they were due to our taking the pill. I did not recognize myself. I am usually a poised young woman. But on taking the pill, I flew into spasms of rage over the slightest thing. I almost lost my boyfriend when I decided to stop taking the pill. Then I got much better. That is why I'm so grateful that I found Smart Women's Choice. I'm practically myself again. Thank you, Holly." Isn't that lovely?
Well, it's beautiful, and it's a great note to end our empowering and inspiring conversation to encourage women, mothers, fathers, people listening, grandparents, to discover what's possible, to look into your Smart Women's Choice, which is the website again, smartwomenschoice.com. And it's been my pleasure to have Dr. Françoise Ferone with us today. Thank you so much, Dr. Ferone, for all the wonderful work you're doing and sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I was delighted to be with you.
Yeah, it's great. I feel like you're a soul sister.
So
thank you so much. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.